right now at 7.
San Francisco's mayor wants to rewrite the rules on security cameras to cut down on crime, like this high-profile heist in Union Square. Tonight, some of that stolen merchandise is off the streets after a major bust.
Meanwhile, San Jose police investigate a string of smash and grabs targeting ATMs. They warn there's trouble in their ranks tonight.
That's 450 officers for a million people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
The plan to address a serious staffing shortage and why some officers say it's going to come at a cost.
Plus, we're on the field with the 49ers as they prepare to take their playoff show on the road again.
And a critical decision tomorrow in the fight to keep the A's in Oakland.
But we begin tonight with a pair of vigils held on both coasts for the Bay Area-born victim of a heinous crime in New York City.
40-year-old Michelle Goh was killed over the weekend after being shoved in front of a subway train. Goh worked in Manhattan, but she was born in Berkeley and grew up in Fremont. Good evening. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. A vigil for Goh is underway right now in San Francisco's Portsmouth Square.
KPX5's Katie Nielsen is there.
More than 100 people are gathered here at Portsmouth Square in San Francisco for a candlelight vigil to remember the life of Michelle Goh, both those who knew her well and those who didn't know her at all.
I cannot believe that something like this would be someone we knew. You know, you hear the stories, but it's just terrible.
Just be here and support our community. Doesn't matter if you're Asian, brown, black, white, doesn't matter. But, you know, you just want to be there for the people and support.
Even though I didn't know her, I just, you know, my heart broke from what I heard about what happened. And, you know, I just wanted to come and support her friends and family.
Detectives in New York are investigating this as a possible hate crime, but say so far there is no evidence that Michelle was targeted because of her race. In San Francisco, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
We will not leave Michelle behind. We will use her light to forge forward as one city committed to one another's wellness.
Another vigil was held a few hours ago in Times Square, directly above the subway station where Goh died, and in the city where she spent a decade doing volunteer work to help the unhoused. People like her, alleged attacker, 61-year-old Simon Marshall. His family says he is schizophrenic and has been in and out of mental hospitals for decades.
And tonight, Goh's family is asking for privacy as they mourn. They described her in a statement as a beautiful, kind woman who loved her family and friends, adding, quote, "We're in a state of shock and grieving the loss of our daughter, sister, and friend. We hope Michelle will be remembered for how she lived and not just how she died."
Take a live look at San Francisco, where tonight Mayor London Breed is pushing to change a city security camera law to curb crime. Existing law currently bans police from monitoring security cameras in real time. The mayor's office says that makes it more difficult to disrupt crimes like the open-air drug markets in the Tenderloin and the recent retail crime spree in Union Square. Police commanders could not monitor live camera feeds while those thefts were underway. And tonight, some of the merchandise taken during the big heist at Louis Vuitton has actually been recovered, along with a whole lot more. The CHP's Retail Crime Task Force arrested a suspect over the weekend with about $185,000 worth of goods stolen from numerous retailers.
A half dozen San Jose businesses are sweeping up tonight after a rash of smash and grabs targeting their ATMs. Using several different vehicles, the thieves hit six businesses in just a few hours. Store surveillance video, look at this, shows the men in one car ram through the glass and then haul away that ATM.
This occurred all over the city, from the south part of the city into downtown towards the north end of the city. But we do believe that this group was working in concert together, different vehicles, same group of people.
Our Maria Cid Medina is digging deeper into these thefts. She'll follow their trail tonight at 11.
Tonight, San Jose police are considering putting detectives back out on patrol part-time to help cover for dozens of officers sidelined by COVID. The department is already struggling with a staffing shortage. The city has a budget for 1,150 officers, but it currently only has about 1,000. Then subtract officers who are sick, injured, or on leave, or off shift.
We signed to our patrol division, we're, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 450. That's 450 officers for a million people, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Now, the police union is saying this plan would simply rob Peter to pay Paul by taking detectives away from where they are needed. They want to see the vacancies filled with voluntary overtime.
And Elizabeth, attendance was also down across Oakland Unified today as students and staff staged a sick out that forced three schools to close. Students are demanding a shift to online learning unless the district provides high-grade masks, weekly testing, and more outdoor space to eat.
I just feel frustrated because a lot of kids are still coming to school even after they know that they have COVID.
I think that the way that the system is set up where like having student bodies in physical classrooms is the way that schools are funded is very problematic.
A district spokesperson says it is now giving out hundreds of thousands of KN95 masks, has a robust testing operation around the city. It also continues to build more outdoor eating spaces. Hayward students were back in the classroom today after a week of online learning due to COVID-fueled staffing shortages. The district has put additional safety measures in place, including more staff at testing sites and upgraded masks for everyone on campus.
Meanwhile, demand for testing appears to be finally easing. Chopper 5 spotted relatively short lines at sites in Hayward and San Mateo. And that appears to coincide with the state's test positivity rate, which is slowly creeping down from last week's peak of 23.1%. The seven-day new case average also appears to be plummeting, but health experts warn with hospitals still strained and young kids still unvaccinated, it is not the time to let our guard down.
It's anyone's guess whether or not we're going to see a new variant come later in the year. The main advice is to immunize as many people in the child's life as possible and build a wall of immunity around it.
Happening tomorrow after months of delays, a key vote in the A's plans to build their new ballpark at the Port of Oakland. The team will present its final environmental impact report to the Planning Commission. If they sign off, it goes to the City Council for consideration. However, a lot of people in the community feel it's anything but a done deal. A group opposing the project just released a poll. It asked hundreds of people how they felt about the deal requiring the city to fund $350 million in improvements around the site. 46% were opposed.
At a minimum, I think one would have to acknowledge this is a risk for the city of Oakland's budget. If that tax money is not recovered, then the taxpayers are left holding the bag.
However, the city says those funds would come from taxes generated from increased economic activity. That won't happen without the project.
Meanwhile, tonight, the 49ers are back on the field in Santa Clara.
Our very own Vernon Glenn is at Levi's, where the team is preparing for their second stop on the road to the Super Bowl.
5 minutes, gang. 5 minutes. That's all we got to see of the 49ers today as they spilled out into the Levi's Stadium field for a short walk-through practice to get ready for those Green Bay Packers. How about Jimmy Garoppolo? You want to see him? We got him. Garoppolo was on the field at the start of practice. Certainly no question about his hips. They were feeling pretty good. He's now dealing with injuries to both his throwing shoulder and right thumb, though.
What's bothering you more at this point, the shoulder or the thumb?
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, they're pretty close. It's playoff football. We know what time it is. No time to rest right now.
49ers practicing under the lights to get ready for a primetime game in Green Bay. The one thing they can't simulate? The weather. Temperatures could be in the single digits.
Me personally, I understand how cold it is. I'm going to dress warm as possible and prepare for that so I'm not cold. But that's how I just, whatever guys need to do, just understand that it is the real deal. The weather is cold out there, but that's no reason to affect the game.
Confidence in the 49ers? Don't look to Vegas. The casinos have them from a 4.5, 5.5, now 6-point underdogs against the Packers this Saturday. Still got to roll the ball out there. and play the game. Practice tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. That'll do it from Santa Clara. Vern Glenn, KPIX 5.